Well, beach season has arrived, but in some areas, erosion means there aren't a lot of places to build a sandcastle. Two Bay Area lawmakers have proposed a bill that's now awaiting the governor's signature that would provide at least $50 million a year for beach renourishment. We'll take a look at that effort on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. Our guests are Robin Soley, the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce, Andy Swire is the Coastal Resources Manager for Pinellas County, and Treasure Island Representative Kathleen Peters. In this preview, Peters explains why this is a big deal.
It's environmental, absolutely. But protecting our beaches is more than even environmental, which I think is actually critical to ensure that our environment is protected. But it's a tourism issue, and because we know our beaches are probably the number one marketing thing we have for the state of Florida. But it's more than that. It's an infrastructure issue, because if we don't keep our beaches nourished appropriately, just like on the east coast of Florida, when Matthew came in, not only did we lose the infrastructure of roads, but we lost the infrastructure of telecommunications, power lines, many different things that are important to our quality of life and our day-to-day doing business. And so if we don't protect that infrastructure, it's an economic issue, not just an economic issue in tourism, but it's an economic issue in day-to-day life and ensuring that we can keep our businesses running on a regular basis. And it's also an economy thing with money, because if we don't do the prevention to do protection, just like on the East Coast when they lost the roads and lost all the infrastructure, the citizens already invested in that infrastructure. And because we didn't protect it, they now are having to pay to reinvest in that same infrastructure. And if we don't protect it again, they're going to continue in that cycle of rebuilding that same road, re-putting in all that infrastructure and telecommunication lines. So we need to do a better job of protecting that infrastructure so that we get a better return on it.
Robin Soley, the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber, this is a tourism-related issue for you, right?
Absolutely. Kathleen hit the nail on the head. Our organization, our motto is Protector of the Beaches, and that goes not only from an environment standpoint, but protecting everything that the beaches represent, and that is an economic impact. People come to our destination, they stay in a hotel, they walk the beach. As residents, we walk the beach. They spend money in our restaurants. We can't, as a community, continue to support our small businesses alone. We need outside visitors to do that.
Andy Squires, when a beach is renourished, what does that mean exactly?
Well, it means that we be able to supplement the natural sand that's on the beach and drifts away and erodes away with usually offshore sand, and it allows us to place that sand on the beach and basically maintain and protect the infrastructure, as Kathleen just mentioned. It's critical to add, and it depends on what beach we're talking about, but our nourishment intervals from anywhere from 4 years to maybe 10 years depending on the beach, but it maintains our infrastructure, protects the upland property owners, and like she said, it also has a huge economic impact, because, you know, we get about 10% of the tourist development tax, the bed tax money, that goes to beach nourishment, and that right now is about $3.5 million a year. But the Pinellas County Convention and Visitors Bureau hired a statistician, Research Data Services Inc. in 2015 to do an economic evaluation of what they call beachers in Pinellas County, and they look at about 72% of the tourists in Pinellas are coming because of the beaches. And of that, they looked at the direct, what they call beacher visitor spending per year, $2.3 billion. That's what they're bringing back. The total economic impact, $4.6 billion. Job supported, 47,000. And state and local taxes paid, $145 million. So it's huge. It's a huge benefit.
Andy Squires, a coastal resources manager for Pinellas County, along with Robin Soley, the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce, and Treasure Island Representative Kathleen Peters. Hear more about beach renourishment on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.